This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Give me your tired, your poor, the thought carved into the Statue of Liberty, huddled masses yearning to breathe free. But what of the people fleeing violence? Here's a young man from the Democratic Republic of Congo remembering the experience of being a child soldier.
When we killed an American engineer named Claude, the Tutsis became very angry. They broke into people's houses and then spread gasoline all over them. They burned the people inside and all of their things. They burned the whole village. That village was where I was born.
That voice from a UNICEF documentary. Consider the question of who am I in a new land if you know that your village back home is destroyed. These are some of the same questions that haunt the experience of the Tsarnaev brothers, Tamerlan and Dzhokhar, the Boston bombers. But they are also questions faced by all immigrants from places in chaos. Zuhair Ahmed came to the Twin Cities of Minnesota when she was 13 from Somalia by way of Syria, bringing with her her own persistent questions about identity.
I always used to wonder and question, like, what would my life been like if I lived in Somalia, and obviously the identity question. And that became more and more of a question that I was searching the answer for, even, you know, as I went to college and kind of surveyed the question of identity and what that means to someone who is of an ethnic minority with a religion that's a minority in America. Because then you start to question, am I really American? Am I really, African? Am I really Somali? Am I really Muslim? What does that all mean, and what that makes me, all of these subcategories of identity?
Is part of it that you're trying to resolve an identity about who you are vis-a-vis Somalia, but you're doing it in a place that kind of doesn't care how you resolve that identity in your Somali background?
Well, subconsciously, you might be resolving it. It's just kind of, everyday life you do live, and you don't wake up saying, oh, my God, I'm going to try to figure out who I am today. But when I went back to Somalia, that's actually when it became more, even more of a puzzle, because when I went back there and I saw, you know, how is a Somali living in Somalia is compared to a Somali living in America, and how much of a Western identity and way of thinking, that's when it even became more puzzling to me. And then I was like, oh, my God, I'm not really, 100% Somali as I thought. I mean, genetically I am, but not in my way of thinking, not in my, day-to-day culture and so on.
Zuhair, again, you're not associated with any violence, or we're not casting any wide net here, but I'm wondering if, as you learned about the experience of the two Tsarnaev brothers going back to Chechnya and Dagestan, if you had your own thoughts about how difficult it is to navigate this question of identity, whether you're going back to the place of your birth or trying to resolve things here in the United States.
Yeah, you always, whenever something like that happens, then, obviously that my religion comes up, especially when, it's like, oh, it's a Muslim terrorist again. Then you say, oh, my God, what is that supposed to mean? And who's going to judge me based on my attire? Like, I wear a scarf and, I do look like a Muslim person. So when you see me, that's the first thing you're going to identify me as, not even my nationality, not even my race, but are they going to judge that about me first other than what I had to bring to the table?
Well, Zuhair, thank you so much. Any challenges going forward, any comments from your community based on the events of the last week that you can share?
Yes. I mean, it's always a struggle being a new immigrant, especially when you're like the newest type of immigrant in this country. And the spotlight is always on you, of course. And there are people that suffer because of what others have done. So it's always a struggle to be part of the larger society and not be looked at differently.
Zuhair Ahmed is a reporter for KFAI in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. She used to be the host of Somali Community Link at KFAI. She came to the United States when she was 13. Zuhair, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.